Hi, Bobby. This is Roger L. Jackson, and this is for you.
Hello, Bobby. You like scary movies? What's your favorite scary movie? I've been told you do like scary movies. That's why James gave this to you as a little gift for Halloween. Happy Halloween, Bobby. What's crawled out from under the bed to say hello to you? He told me all about you, James did. He says you do really good work trying to bring exposure and awareness to these unsigned bands through your company, Space Zebra. Space Zebra. Sounds like it ought to be a TV show. Well, in the spirit of Space Zebra, here's a little Halloween limerick for you, a little taste of the macabre. Pity the fate of young Chaucer, who was abducted one day by a saucer. They had him at dinner, they had him at lunch, and the way that they had him was raw, sir. Will you enjoy your happy Halloween? Have lots of candy, make some popcorn. Watch a scary movie. And oh, by the way, Bobby, did you lock the door? Be seeing you, Bobby. Be seeing you.
There's no better way to start a podcast.
That was pretty awesome. Was that James Romano?
Yeah, James Romano. Shout out James Romano.
That guy's
shout out James Romano.
When did you get that?
I had that. Two Halloweens ago?
Okay, because I was like, I don't know how we haven't heard that yet, but if it was a couple
that was,
years ago.
I was saving it for this moment.
That's freaking cool. The voice.
Yeah.
It's even haunting listening to it as that.
When he said, did you lock your doors? I got chills. Huh. What do I ask all the time, Will, at the house? What do I say all the time at the house?
Did you lock the doors?
Did you lock the doors?
You watch the doors be locked and you say, are you sure? Paranoid.
We need a little music here. So we're what are we doing here, Jake? We got Fright Night. Talk about it for a second.
Yeah, we got Fright Night. We're doing Scream 6 from 2023 or this past weekend. I'm really excited about this because we just watched Scream 5.
Yep.
Or Scream 2022 requel, and now we're going right into Scream 6, and it's really fresh in our heads. So I'm actually really like looking forward to like kind of trying to tie the story together and see where this goes.
And first and foremost, let's jump into it here. It's Thursday. Mm-hmm. There's so much shit going on right now. Hold on. My brain is just right now with the Scream voice, right? We got it all. Well, let's turn up a little music. Let's get a little vibe going. I need a little vibe. It's Thursday.
Thursday.
We're here. We made it, man. We finally have launched the gummies. They are selling so fucking fast right now.
Woo!
It's out of control.
Bro, I can't believe it's here because we've been spending every day. But there's not been a day off in over a month, I don't think, with the weekends and everything.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, it's just here.
It is here.
You know what's going to happen? March 16th is going to come around next year.
It's like a holiday now.
I'm going to be like, wait, what's today? Something's going on today and I can't remember.
It's like a straight holiday. So it's officially out. It's, hey.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? Like... Okay,
so we got the Haunted Berry, we got the Scary, Blood Orange, sorry, and then we got Scary Cherry.
Fuck. Press that applause. There we go.
We really need new fucking clips, man. I'm killing myself. So, finally out, deltaextracts.com/blackcraft. Go there right now. They are selling so fucking quick. They're going to sell out. Like, I didn't know what to expect, but they are officially, these are the way they're trending, they're going to sell out.
I'm kind of like holding on to the ones we have at the house because I don't even know if we're going to be able to get
them. Bro, look, I got this is how like I'm like fiending, right? So it's a Delta product. See if we ship to your state. I think we're in like 21 states where we ship right now. I want to say
29. That's a hell of a start right there.
21-ish, depending on the day if the state is banning the products. But if we're in your state,
another reason to buy now.
Go buy now. So we did it, man. We fucking got here. I'm excited. There's so much fun to talk about. We're continuing on. We did our first ever YouTube that just came out the other day.
Yep.
On Scream 5, the requel.
I'm pretty excited about how that turned out.
Bro, I'm beyond stoked. Shout out to Raul for doing a quick turn. Let's, hey.
Thank you, Raul.
Raul also puts in so many hours with us.
He really does.
Raul is the best ever, and to deal with our bullshit.
He's still sane.
Just to show up with a smile, collected. I'm like, yeah. Thanks, man. This feels good. So
good attitude.
Let's get into it, man. So we're here. We got Scream 6.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Scream franchise. Our gummies are launching. And then tomorrow on Friday, we're launching smokeblackcraft.com. Well, smokeblackcraft.com is up right now, but all of our energy right now is on the gummies.
So. It's a really big week.
It's a big fucking week. Avenged Sevenfold single just dropped. They announced the tour dates. This shit's crazy. So,
oh, there's what a about lot the tour? Happening.
What's that?
Who else is on the tour?
Oh, I can't talk about that just yet.
No.
We can't. That all that hasn't been announced just yet. So let's
be
just
careful. Be that's careful. That's why I asked it because I almost said it.
Yeah,
I
thought
that's if be I careful. It,
the pen over here now. We're not going to do this. Last episode.
Oh, pen. We're not even 5 minutes.
We're not even 5 minutes. Pen is buddy. Gone. Pen
can
is
we,
gone.
Can we do another bet?
Oh, I already have a bet coming up here after reviewing. Oh,
okay,
this.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
So, if you're first time tuning in here, we got Fright Night podcast. Where we're reviewing all things horror movies. We're on episode 20.
Yep.
Couldn't think of a better episode for number 20, Scream 6.
You know what's funny too? When we first started the episode, when we first started the podcast, we told each other by episode 20 we'll be doing this with video.
We did.
We really did say that. So we're on schedule.
Manifest that shit. Write that shit down. It comes true, man. I mean, for real shit. I mean, I'm looking forward to another thing on this podcast too, to dive in a little more of the Blackcraft side of business, the Smoke Blackcraft side of business, and. Mm-hmm. Just, I think we should talk business shit too. You know,
also say shout out to Jason being one of the best partners ever in this thing.
Yes,
one of the nice people ever, smart businessman,
John Reese, Jim
coolest
Summers.
Motherfucker ever.
We got a
absolute
team,
absolute legend.
We got a team,
and everyone at Extracts.
And,
1,000%
And I'm not gonna lie. I mean, right now we're battling for their Extracts and Tubes our distributor. They're battling for. Sponsorship on the show, but today it's only right we give it to Extracts. Savage, the company Savage Extracts.
Hell yeah!
So that's our partnership with this. We'll make them the official sponsor today. How do you feel about that, Will?
I feel like that's appropriate.
I think that's fair.
I feel like it'd be fucked up if we went with anyone else.
I could not agree anymore. So I need to get a little music. I got a little vibe going here. We're flowing. So all right, Jake Simons, what do you want to do here? Where do you want to take us?
Let's start with the credits.
Okay,
and
you didn't
then
do the footnotes the same fucking way, did you?
Why don't you change the page and see for yourself?
I just can't.
Okay. A lot happens in the movie. You just watched it with me. It's a nice little refresher, too. Come on, man. I know you agree with me.
Let's
you
do
can
it.
Make another bet.
I'm done gambling.
Okay.
I gave up gambling and I gave up drinking. Fair.
The drinking one's going to stick. The gambling one.
We don't
got
know.
Got an expiration date.
I bet you I don't gamble.
I'm saying 4 minutes.
I'm gambling.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
All right, Jake.
Scream 6 from 2023, starring Courtney Cox, Melissa Barrera, Jenna Ortega, Mason Gooding, Jasmine Savoy Brown, Hayden Panettiere, I'm assuming, Dermot Moroney, Samara Weaving, Josh Segarra, and many more. Once again, there's another large cast with this movie. Directed by the same directors as Scream, the requel from 2022, Matt Bettinelli and Open, and Tyler Gillette. And the movie length this time...
A little bit longer.
It actually
that's about 10 more minutes longer.
How does that make you feel?
10 minutes is a long fucking time, bro. You could just ask
It felt
around.
Shorter to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it was because of the environment? Because we actually watched this one in theaters?
I'm going to be...
That, but I enjoyed this one a lot more. We'll get into that, but yeah.
I'm going to save all my thoughts because Jake gets mad at us if we
No, that's not
gun.
True. That's not that's true. Stop painting this picture. You keep painting this picture of
Picasso
me.
Picasso couldn't paint a picture like this, trust me.
I know what his paintings look like.
Jake does get mad.
Your true colors will be revealed.
But I'm going to be honest with you guys about something.
What?
I want to talk about this. You know I have social anxiety. You know I have a lot of anxiety of leaving the house.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got me out of the house to go see Scream. And in a movie theater. Now, our movie theater was top notch. I mean, we had
a great crowd.
We had full service. We had fucking chairs that reclined. I mean, that was unbelievable. But
food.
But here's the thing.
What?
This movie, to me, felt really long.
Oh, it did?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because of your social anxiety?
I was living in hell in the movie theater.
Oh, no.
It was. I was panicking in the movie theater.
Yeah. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. I was perfectly fine.
You said, I'm in hell right
I
now.
I literally turned to Will and I said, I'm in hell, buddy. Because I knew if I turned to you, you'd get upset at me if I talked to you during the movie.
He was typing these footnotes.
Such a negative image of me.
I mean, it's just that's just an image. That's just true. Will, true.
I'm like hyper focused on the movie. I know.
That's why I can't. If I'm having a panic attack in the movie, I'm not going to tell you. I gotta go to Will.
I will say you are. I would put you in like the top five nice people I know. Like you are.
Fair.
I'm an passionate. Absolute sweetheart,
unless a movie is being played.
And if you do not like the movie, look out.
Hell hath That's no fury like
true,
a Jake.
Man. It's not about you not liking the movie. It's about true. How much you guys talk during the movie.
Oh, okay, whatever. All right, let's move on here. So let's go to Rotten Tomatoes score. Mm-hmm. Critic score 76%. Audience score 92%.
It's very high.
That's an uptick from
big uptick. Big uptick. And you know what? And, you know, after watching it in movies, in the theaters, I kind of see why, because I just feel like this movie had a lot more happening in it. And if you have a short attention span, I felt like it was able to keep your attention.
It was. The pace of
Well, maybe not. But Bobby, yeah, I know that was a long sit for you.
I was living in hell during this movie. But we're gonna dissect it here as we go through. Streaming theater, obviously currently just screening in theaters, and then the box office right now, $35 million. We don't really know what this is going to do. So
or the budget's 35.
Yeah, and then box office 67.
Currently, as of right now, they're at $67 million.
$67 million.
That's really good.
Not bad
for a sixth installment of a horror franchise.
I would say that's a.
How long's it been out?
It's a good ROI.
It's only been out since last Thursday.
Okay,
that's really good.
No, that's great.
I think that's really good.
Not bad.
All right, on to...
Death by Spoilers. So if you have not seen the movie yet, which the odds are you probably haven't because this is a very new movie. Uh-huh. So if you haven't seen the movie yet, opt out now. Go watch it in theaters. Come back and join us again.
Or if you don't want to fall asleep right now, just fast forward through this. I mean, Jake, these footnotes, bro, I know we're only episode two in. This is crazy.
Yeah, but there's another page. And I already have my over under on this one is 4 minutes. If you can just break the gambling thing,
I'm not gambling.
Raul, will you take me up on a bet over under 4 minutes dinner?
Hey, how about this? How about this? When this episode's released, we'll ask people their opinions on the footnotes. If people aren't digging the footnotes,
well, the episode's being released today. So, I mean,
well, it is getting released today. Well, then we'll check their comments today. Then,
okay, comment below. If you think these footnotes are exhausting, like if you are absolutely exhausted listening to these footnotes.
I'm proud of these footnotes.
Okay, well, but listen, maybe I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. If you're exhausted listening to these footnotes, just type in the comment section below on YouTube, exhausted.
You know, I felt very insecure when I was reading the footnotes last time after the...
Sounded great when you read them.
They're all right, well Jake, timed. Here we go. This is your... your little segment here, Jake. This is called Fright Night Footnotes with Jake Simons. Get out of fucking, get your pillow, get your blanket, take some of our gummies. Let's do it, Jake. Go ahead, buddy.
Timing this.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
We are introduced to a film professor, Laura Crane, played by Samara Weaving, waiting for her online date to arrive at the restaurant. But as she receives a phone call, we soon find out her late date is Ghostface leading her into a dark alleyway, thus leading to a brutal stabbing and leaving her dead. We are then immediately exposed to the killer, who turns out to be a current student named Jason Carby, played by Tony Revolori, in her class. Who happens to be a student in her class. But as we find out, he's in on the murders with his roommate. The student discovers his accomplice is dismembered in the fridge. We are then witnessing a new Ghostface now murdering the former Ghostface and into the title screen. We are reintroduced to the survivors from Scream 5, including Sam, Tara, Mindy, and Chad, who have all taken themselves to New York City for school. We find out that Sam, played by Melissa Barrera, is currently seeing a therapist involving her traumatic past, but soon concerns her therapist with some truthful feelings. Meanwhile, Tara, Mindy, and Chad, played by Jenna Ortega, Jasmine Savoy Brown, and Mason Gooding, are at a house party, but are soon exposed to the knowledge of a new Ghostface murders taking place within their general area of the city. We find out that Sam has become a product of murder conspiracies due to online articles created by theorists. We are introduced to Detective Bailey, played by Dermot Mulroney, who is currently looking into the murders and in glorious fashion reintroduced to Kirby Reed, played by Hayden Panettiere, I hope I said that right, who has become a detective herself and traveled from another state to look into the current Ghostface killings in NYC. The following night, Sam and Tara are surprised attacked by a Ghostface, which ends up in the convenience store where the killer stabs a standbyer and kills the owner in the head with a shotgun. when Sam and Tara escape, so does Ghostface. Gail Weather arrives at the scene, played by Courtney Cox, and we are then exposed to the killing of Sam's therapist, played by Henry Cherney, in which Ghostface takes Sam's files. At this point, Mindy has a friend meeting with everyone, in which she discusses the sequel to the requel theory and how the chain of events may play out while exposing the suspicions of Annika, Quinn, and Jack, played by Devin Nakoda, Leanne Liberato, and Jack Champion, who are new additions outside the core four. Soon after, we are thrown into an apartment invasion of Tara's place in which Quinn is supposedly stabbed to death in her bedroom, witnessed by Sam's secret love interest neighbor Danny, played by Josh Segarra. Annika is stabbed, and leading to a frantic attempt to escape, Danny provides a ladder to their apartment window to help them escape. But as Sam and Mindy make it over safely, Annika is not so lucky, and Ghostface makes her fall to her demise. Gail proceeds to show the surviving crew a stab shrine at a nearby abandoned movie theater and all accumulated murder scene items displayed by the in a museum fashion. In an attempt to capture Ghostface's whereabouts, Kirby sets a daytime stakeout while Sam and Tara attempt to receive a call from him. But we soon find out through Kirby's phone tracking that the Ghostface is in Gail's neighborhood apartment. Gail receives a call from Ghostface and eventually turns into a survival battle in her apartment, but her boyfriend is killed. But Ghostface eventually stabs Gail multiple times, leaving her in a state of being barely alive. Yes, Bobby?
This is fucking exhausting.
In the process to settle... Oh, stop it. In the process to settle score once and for all, we enter the subway, but unfortunately, Sam and Ethan are left behind in the second train, leaving Mindy in a vulnerable and scary position of multiple Ghostface costumed people potentially being the killer. And unfortunately, Mindy is caught off guard and stabbed, but fortunately survives. We are then left with the final setup of the Stab Shrine Theater, where Kirby leads the remaining crew inside. But Sam receives a phone call from Detective Bailey stating Kirby is the killer, leading to Chad getting stabbed multiple times by Ghostface. But in possible, unforeseeable fashion, Ghostface is not revealed as two killers this time, but three. Quinn, Ethan, and the siblings of Richie from Scream 5, and Detective Bailey being the father. But in a collective effort, Sam, Tara, and Kirby fight back, eventually leading to the deaths of Quinn and Ethan, and Sam is left with a Detective Bailey as she kills him with a final stab to the head. We are then left with the knowledge that Chad and Kirby have once again survived, and we are left with a sisterly conversation between Sam and Tara as credits roll.
I would have lost that bet, by the way, by 30 seconds.
Okay. Now that I made everyone tune out.
I'm pretty sure everybody tuned out.
If this was Twitch, what would have happened to the viewers right there?
Honestly, viewer count would have dropped like crazy. And then I would have interrupted Jake if this was live on Twitch, and I would have said, spam F in the chat if you fell asleep. And there would be a fuck ton of Fs.
Well, considering that you're probably influencing them to actually say that.
No, I'm just saying what everyone's feeling.
Wow.
Well, how do you feel about the... Let's talk...
That's mean.
I mean, look, we're episode two in.
Was it a refresher or nah?
Ooh.
Last one, I needed it for myself. For the podcast, reading it out. I'm kind of agreeing with Bobby a little bit on this one.
We're exhausted.
You guys can take over from here.
If we just do maybe bullet points or something a little bit shorter, just to kind of summarize. Because otherwise, you just don't need to see the movie now. I guess
it's a spoiler zone.
It is a spoiler
zone. Here we go. Ready for this one?
What?
I know how we should have did this.
How should we have done it?
Okay, let me take a crack at it. Can I take a crack at it?
Here we go.
Okay,
this is gonna be hell.
No, it's not gonna be hell. All right, guys.
Here I am trying to. All right,
guys. All right, guys. We're going into Fright Night footnotes. Little spoiler alerts here. Okay. So we're getting ready to go down Scream 6 here. So little Fright Night footnotes, this segment here. Four survivors of the Ghostface murders leave Woodsboro behind for a fresh start in New York City. However, they soon find themselves in a fight for their lives when a new killer embarks on a bloody rampage.
That's a synopsis.
That's
that's not like a refresher of chain of events.
I feel good about it.
Okay, that's fine.
Will, how you feel?
It was 4 minutes and 20 seconds shorter.
Whatever.
Jake, we're just fucking with you. I think it's important to go through these scenes. I love it. I'm just giving you a hard time. And
I know. And you, but do we should still see what the
comment below.
And don't be afraid of hurting my feelings. Sometimes I just go a little bit too up and beyond.
It's because you're so passionate.
I think it's a good thing. Look, we're in a learning curve here. It's episode two. We're into it. Let's jump into the campfire story here. So originality, plot devices, and theories for Scream 6. How are we feeling, Jake? Talk to me.
I'm loving this because we're dealing with a different scenario this time. It's usually in Woodsboro?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually there. And this time it's in New York City. So actually the change of environment, it's really refreshing. And it's really cool to see Ghostface in a completely different environment too. You get to see him be different, less sneaky and more like malicious and more just in front of everyone. He doesn't give a fuck.
I'm not going to lie. Like when I first saw, like I saw New York pop up, because I hate watching trailers. Like I like going in the movie knowing it's
possible. See, I'm the opposite. I love watching trailers because I like to just, it just great because we're so busy.
Mm-hmm.
I could watch a trailer and be like in or out. Like, yeah. Don't judge a book by a cover, but I'm going to judge the movie by its trailer. Like, if it didn't get me in that minute and a half, 2 minutes, whatever the trailer is, 30, whatever, I'm out.
That's fair.
So I have to watch the trailer, but go ahead.
But when I saw New York City pop up, I was like, this is going to be exhausting. I don't think I'm going to like it.
Really?
I loved it. I loved it, though. Yeah. At first, I didn't like it, but like him going through the convenience store, having to dodge a guy with the shotgun, the subway scene.
There were scenes that was literally giving Bobby anxiety. Yeah.
So. I'm with you, Will. I actually didn't like the New York. I mean, I know you liked it. I didn't like it. I did not like it. I want the woods. I want Woodsboro. I want that
small town vibe.
I want that old school Scream feel. I did not like the city because Ghostface in New York City, I feel like there's a million Ghostfaces running around every day in New York City. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. There's something about it.
I think that's what makes it scary, though, is because he's become such an icon in this world of the franchise where it's like there's so many people dressing up as Ghostface that you really can't tell who it could be.
No, but I for the city, for me, I wasn't into it. Oh. It was a thumbs down for me.
Oh, I was into that part, but that's perfectly fine. As far as the plot, we knew what we were getting into. We knew there was going to be, you know, who the killer reveal at the end. But this time around, it was different. We ended up getting three killers, so I actually liked that little plot twist. I thought that was pretty
great.
Cool.
The three killers at the end is great,
and I like the beginning too. Where they kind of show you the two guys and they don't end up being the killers. You know, they kill them off right away.
Yeah, that I like that little psych out. At the beginning of the movie where you think, oh shit, they're exposing the killer right at the beginning of the movie. And then in some weird Ghostface inception, another Ghostface kills another Ghostface. I thought that was really cool.
I don't feel like that would have worked. Like if it was the second or third one, I've been like, oh, they're going to kill these guys off. But like, since it was the sixth one on the way in, I was like, oh, maybe they are like really trying to change up the structure of how this, you know, they're going to do this movie.
Or maybe it's the end of the franchise, you know?
Yeah,
you
don't
know.
Exactly.
It didn't feel over the top either.
Did not feel over the top.
No.
But moving on to the villain protocol, let's talk about that. That was you good, Jake? You okay, bro?
That was the chair.
So for the villain protocol here, likes, dislikes, you know, scare factor, creativity.
So it's Detective Bailey and his two kids.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts of that dynamic?
So
it's different than the rest.
Well, because you're going back to their other son.
Yeah.
Richie
from Scream 5.
The last killer, right? So they got a vengeance out for Samantha and them.
Yep.
So I love the cop. I think the cop was great.
Detective Bailey.
Detective Bailey.
Yep.
Yeah.
Detective Bailey.
I like the concept of where
a family of killers.
I like that because you know the brother and sister are going to go crazy and the dad's going to go crazy. So I like that.
And they're all huge fans of the Stab franchise.
I like it. And then what I really like too is Jake. You brought up this point in the movie theater that I kind of really overlooked. Is I was like, damn, where they went really genius with this. And you pointed this. It would have went over my head completely. Even still, is in the. When they set up the museum.
Oh, the shrine?
The shrine.
Yeah.
Who would have access to all that shit?
Exactly.
A detective.
So
I like that.
I would say right before like the halfway point and when we get like exposed to the shrine, I'm like, and I go over and whisper to Bobby, I was like, I think it's Detective Bailey.
Yeah.
And the only reason I thought to was like, the only way people would have access to the original killer items would be a detective of some sort.
Good point.
But then they kept on psyching you out though, because you get that psych out of his daughter getting killed in the apartment, but you didn't realize it was a cover up.
True.
And they replaced her body with another body, which is a little bit, how do you pull that off?
Yeah, I don't know. How do you pull that off?
I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know the inner workings of being a detective.
Yeah, the inner workings of that, I feel like it could have been a little bit complicated. Well,
what was your thoughts on that, Will, with the villain protocol?
Yeah, what do you think?
I thought the sister, I liked her in both versions of her character, like between like the slutty roommate, and then both the kids were definitely little shits. Yeah. Like I thought they'd know that.
Yeah, they are little shits.
What do you call it? Like when they're doing the, what is it? Like the character breakdown or the rules to a slasher movie or whatever. I felt like this was the easiest killer to guess. Like both you guys got it. I thought it was either going to be the FBI agent or the detective based on the fact they said it's going to be someone totally opposite than it was in the last movie. And I felt those were the only two people that kind of fit that description.
And they tried tricking you thinking it might be Kirby and that she like gone off the ledge because of her first experience with Ghostface back from Scream 4, 4 in 2011.
I'm not going to lie.
It's never the first twist though.
I'm not going to lie. I thought the whole time it was Kirby.
You did?
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. I was like, something's off.
Because she had a bloodlust to figure this out.
They're bringing her back, and she's here. It just seemed a little too like, if she wanted to be the killer, she could be it, right?
I would have been bummed if she was the killer.
I would have been bummed if she was a killer.
Because I loved her in Scream
4. I think they did a great job on the villain for when we're talking.
Yeah, they did a great job with the villain protocol on this. They had me fooled until I wasn't fooled anymore.
That's fair. So what about the protagonist survival guide, Will? What are you thinking on that?
Yeah, so this time, the main character is mostly the same group, the core four. So
Will?
Go ahead. No, you're already starting.
I'll pick you, Jake.
You're already
Jake, on the go record. Ahead.
You're on it. No, go Will. Jake. Go Will.
No, Jake, come on.
First, Will.
This is going to be awkward, Jake. Go ahead. Just go. Jake, come on.
I feel awkward now.
The protagonist survival guide. Okay, let's rewind. Watch. Okay. All right. So anyway, so Jake, how do you feel about the protagonist survival guide? Where's your thoughts, Will?
This is where I should jump straight in.
Will, where's your thoughts? Jake, this is where you answer.
No.
Stop. Come on. Let's do it. Come on.
Protagonist survival guide. At all, but Jake, please go. You Jake, already had a great start.
Okay. All right. So we're the survival crew. We got the core four. We got Tara. We got Melissa. Or not Melissa Barrera. We got Tara. We got Sam. We got Chad. And we got Mindy from the previous movie. I love their dynamic even more in this one. I feel they're even more fleshed out characters in this too. I like that there's a love interest between Chad and Tara that's developing. I really like that. I'm starting to really, really love Mindy's character, the one who just knows all the knowledge. And she's talking about the recall of the sequel during that scene. Yeah. I thought that was such a fun scene listen to. I think them as a whole in this movie as far more cohesive now, because they're very new to us in Scream 5. In this one, they're far more familiar now, which makes them even more likable. Yep. And Gail obviously arrives again too, so we're going to include her in make her core 5 because Gail's a part of it too. I thought Gail had a much bigger role in this movie than Scream 5. There's a lot more focus on her, and I love that there was a one-on-one like fight battle between Ghostface and her. I really wanted that scene, and I ended up getting it in this movie.
I don't think she should have died, though.
She.
This is like, you know how like the last scene I had like the issue? Gail's a news reporter, right?
Wait, did she die?
Oh, no, not Gail. Gail doesn't die. I got confused there. I'll pick that back up. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's right. Well, I'm done.
Good.
Are you guys okay over there? Are you guys having like strokes?
I got a character confused.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead. Let's rewind. Go ahead, Will. It's okay. We're live, baby. Go ahead.
Fine. Not worried about it.
No, you're good.
I'm piggybacking a little bit off of what he said with the characters of the core four, but I think just them being familiar with them.
Yeah.
That's why you end up liking them a little more. Like, you know what you're getting from them, but it's always going to come down to the two sisters at the end of the day. Who's going to be pulling the heavy weight and knowing what's up.
Yeah, Scream 5.
Chad didn't do much for me. Felt like he was kind of in and out.
He was more of a love interest in this one.
Yeah.
I mean, the recall, Scream 5, whatever the hell you want to call it at this point, did do a good job, Jake, of what you're saying, of building those characters. And you fall in love with them for Scream 6. And you're
I know. They feel
like a family. That was weird.
It starts feeling... And they're also, there was kind of a family theme, too. We're going Fast and Furious here now.
And that's actually a good shout. And also, like, you kind of feel like they're your friends or something. It's kind of weird. Like, watching a movie a couple times,
I was always a fan of the dialogue in the Scream franchise.
That's a great.
I think the dialogue is always well written. I think that's why we're able to connect with the characters, even if they're only around for one movie.
I agree. And speaking of well written, moving into the next segment, Jake, the ominous frequencies with the soundtrack.
Same Scream franchise strings, all that stuff. Intensity did a great job.
The thing I like about Scream, really, when you talk about this franchise, because I share with you, it's easily my favorite horror movie franchise.
Yeah.
They know what they got, They know how to do it. They know their audience.
There's a formula.
And there's a formula, and they fucking stick to it, and it works. They don't get too crazy, you know?
They don't change the formula. They just add to it to make it more amplified and better. And for the score, dude, it's, if you really think about it, it's just very cinematic.
That's all it needs to be.
And that's all it needs to be. Yep. And I think they did a great job with the music in this movie.
It's so weird. This movie, when we're talking, when we go back, when we look on like the budget, right? Mm-hmm. We're looking at, what were we looking at? Like a $35 million?
We're looking at $35 million budget. It was budget. About $10 million, I think, more than the last movie.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
It's just funny. I don't know what it is about the soundtrack to these Scream movies.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hear the soundtracks in these films and they feel like a $35 million budget. I can't explain that. Does anyone know what feel what I mean?
I know what you're talking about.
The music feels like rich.
It feels bigger.
It feels bigger. It makes the movie feel fucking huge.
And with the backdrop on this one, I, for some reason, thought it would even been more money than $35 million. How much would it cost to have those kind of backdrops, to have those kind of like road closures to film scenes?
I wonder if they even filmed in New York City. Was it really filmed in New York, or was that all?
You know what? I didn't do the research, but...
Don't know.
But never know.
That including the shots, too. Like, the way that thing was filmed had to cost
a lot. The camera shot of the ladder.
$35 million. Yeah. I mean, $35 million is no joke. That's not no.
They did a great job. I did enjoy the soundtrack to this. The death chart.
Yep.
So this time I eradicated anyone that got injured, and we just sticking strictly with the kills.
Yeah.
So right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We get 10 kills in this one. Before, what we'll do is we'll state our favorite kill, and then after we state our favorite kills, we'll go through the rest of the kills. How's that sound?
That's cool.
All right. So Bobby, first, your favorite kill.
This is kind of a weird one, but just bear with me on this. I really like this one. I like the, because this is what started for me in the movie. I like the convenience store one. The shotgun to the face.
That was such an intense scene.
Was so intense.
Mm-hmm.
And it really fucking made me snap out of my anxiety. And then it made me snap out of my normal day-to-day anxiety that I have into, holy fuck, I'm in the convenience store with these two girls and this convenience store owner. We're going to figure this out. I was like there. I was fucking there.
That scene's what made me love the New York.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, I agree.
New York, because like that's when it's like, oh fuck,
you're not
like,
safe like, anywhere. Yeah. You're not in this your dude's house. Got a
shotgun
now.
Behind the counter. Now, Ghostface is on the defensive. You're not used to seeing stuff like that. And then it had a whole new anxiety to the thing.
It's a really good point. Yeah. That's actually a really good point. And I guess
it's so unexpected too.
Well, to your point, just to riff off that for a second, like it being in New York. Yeah, Ghostface got a lot more. You know, like in Woodsboro.
Options?
Well, not even so much more options, but he's got obstacles.
Yeah.
You know, we're in Woodsboro. It's like,
how do you do this discreetly?
It's like home field. He's playing a weight team. It's like you're the fucking Pittsburgh Steelers on the road. Now you're playing in, you're playing the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. You got different shit going on.
I will say before that clerk pulled out that shotgun, he was going ape shit in that fucking place though. Like, he just went straight through that door and just started slaughtering everyone.
Fucking didn't care at all.
And if you think about it, at the end of the movie, when you find out who the killer is, it makes sense why they knew their way around the city. You're dealing with a detective who's worked in the city for how many years.
It's a good point too.
That's a good point, right?
Great fucking point.
So,
you know, that's actually a great fucking point that I think a lot of people probably listen to this probably overlooked.
Uh-huh.
That's a good point. New York City's so fucking big. How do you, if you're on 46th Street, 46th Street to 32nd or whatever, that's a whole different world.
Detective,
that's a good
point. And they have tracking, so they can track your phone. They just know where they're at all times. So, at first you're like, how does Ghostface know where they're at all fucking times without them not being noticed? And then, you're like finding out, there's a guy who has all these like.
Speaking of how big the city is, back when I made the mistake of Gail dying, she didn't die. I didn't get the characters.
Yeah. She had a heartbeat at the end.
But,
Jake, are you okay, bro?
It's the fucking chair.
All right, well, it's a chair, so, relax a little bit if it's the chair, bro. You okay?
That's so embarrassing.
I'm so happy this is all on video. This is ridiculous. But Will, what was your favorite kill?
My favorite kill was the therapist. It was straight to the point. Guy just going up, breaks the window, grabs him, and the knife to the face is pretty brutal.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Jake?
Fuck, man. I think my favorite kill would probably be at the end of the movie, because at that point I'm like just fucking hating Detective Bailey. I just love it when Sam kind of like tricks him to thinking that he's gonna let him live, and then she just takes a nap and just stabs him right in the head. I would have to say that's my favorite kill.
That's all pretty.
And by the way, the stabbing seemed even more painful in this movie. I feel like the stabbings continue to look more painful.
I think Scream just always feels painful to me. It didn't feel anything aligned for me. No.
I just feel like Scream is one of the most painful franchises to watch.
It's the best franchise in the world.
It really is. So. I really love this franchise. But yeah, and then the rest was Laura Crane. At the beginning of the movie, she gets stabbed in the alleyway. We got Jason Carvey, who was the first Ghostface.
Yep.
He gets killed. We got Greg.
I love that scene, by the way.
When he finds his friend with the dismembered in the fridge. In the fridge.
And you know what? Shout out. Let's talk music for a second. Ice Nine Kills. Did anybody see the Ice Nine Kills flyer that was on the guy's
refrigerator? No, I haven't seen it yet.
Little Easter egg. It was sick.
Oh, sick.
Shout out Spencer and Ice Nine. That's my boy.
And then we got Annika, who gets stabbed. And then what are your thoughts when her head hit the dumpster when she fell off the ladder? I thought that was
so intense. that whole scene was a little confusing to me.
Really?
A touch. Because, yeah.
I thought it was intense to me.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to save her from Ghostface. And she's probably in pain. She's bleeding.
I don't know. That whole ladder.
You got like the boyfriend thing. Over there who just like never called 911. Like nobody did. It's just too much.
And that ladder's not going to hold up like that.
You know what I did love is when Ethan gets stabbed in the mouth. The other. Why did I do that? when Ethan.
Found our clip.
Jake, what is going on with you, bro? You're out of control.
You're
out of control today.
This is Ethan, literally our clip who was Ghostface number one, gets stabbed in the mouth. I thought that was a cool vision.
Did you eat the fucking gummies? What is going on?
What is going on? I did a really dumb gesture.
What was the gesture? Show me.
You're kind of doing it now.
What is going on, bro? You okay?
I'm fine.
You're sweating like crazy.
I'm really hot right now.
Did you take a gummy?
This side of the table is fucking insane right now.
I'm starting to fucking feel insane.
My body heat is just...
Raul, how you doing over there, man?
Yeah, Raul's hanging in. Hey, what's nice about this is now, out of all the episodes we've always done, I've always wished we had video to prove to the world how psycho you really are. Here we are.
I'm not psycho. Come on.
You're not well right now.
You go from this to being like irate at us talking during a movie.
What's going on, Jake? Talk to us. What's up, man? Where are we moving on to here? Good. Next
kill. Okay, we're going to go into Quinn Bailey, who gets shot in the head mm-hmm. by Sam, and then we ended off with Detective Bailey. So 10 kills. It's pretty high.
Yep.
Let's go into the vibe test. For this movie, who was the character that you resonated with the most, do you think, this time around, Bobby? Because I feel like everyone was still solid in this one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about Samantha.
Mm.
I know that's so generic to say as a lead role like that. There's something about her that anytime a movie gets me out of my current anxiety and I get lost in the anxiety of the movie,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but Samantha does it to me as a character. I don't know what it is. She does it to me.
Would you agree to that she had a much bigger emotional range?
Yeah, 100%. That's what I'm saying. Like, it felt fucking real.
Yeah, I felt like she was more stoic in the last one, and then this one she was just a lot more emotive, expressive.
Yeah.
And I was actually really all for that. I actually love that.
Me too.
I was really into that. Will, who do you think your favorite character is?
I'm Sam all the way. Like, you kind of stole the words out of my mouth because I was going to say, I know it's like the cliche thing I said that for the last one too.
Yep.
But I just feel like everything's moving forward. She does a great job holding everything together. And I fucking loved almost every character in this too, by the way. Like, I liked everything about this movie, the characters, everything.
Yep.
But just her in general, I think, was the best.
I agree.
You know what?
And you're going to say her sister.
So it was Tara on the last episode, but this one I'm going to throw a little bit of curveball. I was obsessed with Mindy in this one.
Oh, yeah. Good show.
And the reason why is, one, she had that cool, like, this is how things are played out scene. I'm obsessed with the way she's like really animated and she's like excited to talk about the danger they're in. I love that about her. But really what I loved about this one is her scene in the subway was anxiety inducing, and I felt like she played terrified and paranoid very well in that scene. So I'm going to say for this one, Mindy is my favorite.
I agree.
Yep. So
I like it. Now let's talk Lise for a second here. And
I already know that one.
Okay. Let's see if we can. I go first, and let's see if we agree. I'm going to be honest with you. The brother killer,
okay,
was my least favorite.
He's pretty underdeveloped.
It was so blah.
Maybe that was the point. He was like so uninvolved this time. Like they kept on keeping him away from the group. They're like, dude, we don't know you well enough, blah, blah, blah.
It just felt very, blah.
I can see that.
Will?
Mindy's girlfriend.
Annika?
Yeah, Annika. She just didn't do much. Like it wasn't bad, but I kind of feel every single thing you said about the sign, it was kind of there. By the way, they were bad. They just didn't do anything for me because everyone else played such a bigger role.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And when we say least favorite character, it's like they didn't do it for us. It doesn't mean they're not acting bad or anything like that. It's just that character probably had like the least developed role or one that didn't resonate with us. But I feel like for me, you know, I think it's just because the sister, Quinn, who happens to be the other killer.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know why. I thought it was cool that they added a third killer, but I don't know. I kind of felt the same way for her as I felt for Amber in the last one, where I was just like, one's a little bit underwhelming.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. But
see, I kind of liked
the family dynamic, though, I did love. Maybe just not her, individually.
The thing about this movie, when we're talking about, you know, least lovable character, I guess, right,
yeah,
is what we're at, is Scream does such a good job of creating that, like, oh, these are your friends from high school, mm-hmm, or, oh, this is your family. Like, I don't know how they captured that lightning in the bottle. That they do such a good job at that.
Yeah.
And you got to think there's so many characters in these movies at all times. Someone's got to be underdeveloped a touch or underwhelmed a little bit.
You're
know?
Absolutely right. But I think really the reason why we always get to know the characters is that murder mystery aspect.
Yeah, it's like Clue. Reminds me of Clue kind of vibe.
Exactly.
You know?
You have to get to know the characters so you can start formulating your own like prediction of who you think it might be, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah, man, that's awesome. So we're going to go into our favorite scene before we go into our review.
Yep.
I'll go first this time. I think my favorite scene was actually the ladder scene. I really like the idea of this aerial view. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was a very effective scene. For a moment, you think she's actually going to make it. Obviously, she doesn't make it. I would say the ladder scene from apartment window to the other apartment window was my favorite scene.
Yeah. Subway, all the way on that one.
Okay.
That was probably the most like anxiety-inducing scene out of the entire thing.
Yeah.
But also probably my least favorite kill. Like it was just kind of straightforward. It wasn't like super brutal or anything, but that scene in general, thought it was cool. Like that was the one that really got me kind of anxious.
It's a great scene because you're on the train and there's all these ghost faces. Mm-hmm. And you're like, fuck.
Again, the way it's shot too, like it's you feel incredible. Like you're right there and you're just like, Jesus.
And in correction, Mindy actually didn't die. You said she was killed. You're talking about
shit. Yeah. I keep getting it. I'm just whatever.
Mindy survived. My favorite character survived when she got stabbed in the subway.
Oh yeah, at the very end.
I just wanted to correct him because they said shit. She got killed.
The same thing with
Gale. But in your defense though, on these movies, I mean, some of these stab wounds.
How the hell do they survive them?
It's because of their core four.
Isn't there an eternal? The higher health bar.
The Mindy one is weird to me because I mean she got stabbed brutally on the train. And I'm so happy we're talking about this real quick because I don't understand how she just shows up at the end with the ambulance.
Moving, mobile, perfectly fine.
And she's completely fine. I did not like that. Hated that. I'm glad we're talking about that.
Well, then what were your thoughts on Chad surviving? Because that dude got stabbed a lot.
when I saw Chad sitting up in the getting ready to put in the ambulance, I'm like, this is not cool. And then Mindy just comes running up like she just ran a marathon. Like I'm like, dude, this ain't it.
In the first one, when she gets stabbed the worst of all, in the fifth one, at the end. And I know I talked about this last time, but I mean, he puts that chef's knife all the way into her stomach.
Yep.
He twists it, and then she just wrestles a dude.
I know.
Yeah, some people miraculously survive in this one.
Well, right. So favorite scene for me. Mm-hmm. I'm torn. I got two scenes that really stuck out to me that I really, really liked. We're not going to do this. We're going to pick one.
Okay.
What are the two? I want to know the two.
Two is the convenience store.
Okay.
Which you talked about earlier.
And then it would be the final scene. I thought, you know what? Can I go? I'm just going to
riff. No, that's great. I'm glad it's the final scene.
It's the final scene for me. I love how they were kind of setting up this trap to trap Ghostface.
Mm-hmm.
I love that it's this old, rundown auditorium, which I enjoy, right? Because I'm thinking in my head, okay, now this is like creepy. This is kind of what I'm looking for. New York City to me doesn't have that effect to me. When I think New York City, I think of Will and I out in clubs getting fucked up and, you know, having yeah. fun. Like, when I think of New York City, I'm thinking, like, nice restaurants. You know, we're finding good food. We're finding good coffee. We're going shopping. That's what I think of New York City. I don't think horror movie New York City.
And I've been to New York City a lot, but I never have had a time like when we go.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. It's out of control, which is why I'm half the reason why I quit drinking. But I love this scene because it captured that really creepiness. I love the shrine that's there. I love the curtain drops. Mm-hmm. It's like a presentation, and then it's showing all the kills. I really, really, really love that. And then I just love when Ghostface comes fucking busted through the curtain like psychopath. You know what I mean? I loved all that. I loved all that. I love the chase scene in the auditorium. If you call it an auditorium, I don't know what you call that. I loved all that.
I also love the final psych out. You think it's going to be Kirby, and then you get psyched out again.
And honestly, that was big because even when you leaned over to me and said,
I second guessed myself.
I know, but before that, when you were like, oh, it's a detective, the whole time I was like, I think it's fucking Kirby.
Yeah.
And all the way up till the very end, I still thought it was Kirby because she disappears. And I was like, well, she's a detective, so who else would have this? So it's her. And then we realized it's not her. I thought they did a great job.
And then
it's
three of them. So, like, I mean, I switched between who it was probably 100 times. And I was like,
of course you did.
There was at least, you know, 10 seconds in this movie where I thought it was each one of these people.
Yep. So
I freaking love it.
I'm going to save my thoughts because we're here, Jake. We are here at the...
lights on, lights off.
This is your favorite part. Look at that smile. Yeah,
we got these. He
brought his
light. All right, Jake, tell everybody. What do we got? What do we got here?
So I got some really cool big light bulbs. And we put them in front of
He took a gummy. Hey, he took a gummy.
He's going off the rails again.
I don't know
again.
Why I'm laughing.
Hey, full disclosure before we go to lights on, lights off here.
Yeah.
Delta Extracts, they're selling like crazy. But keep in mind when you're taking these gummies, whoopsie. I mean, like, look, this is the scary cherry. I just want to go through this real quick here.
Uh-huh.
You got the blood orange, right? Bats. And then you got, you know, the haunted berry, right? Each one of these are 200 milligrams.
Eat responsibly.
Please eat responsibly. Please. I mean, the packaging walks you through everything, but please eat responsibly. I mean, I'm not going to even suggest what to take. Let's not even do that. But just eat responsibly.
Yeah.
200 milligrams per gummy, 4,000 milligrams in this whole fucking container, 20 pieces. Unbelievable. But
those bats are bigger now, so they're easier to dose too.
Absolutely. That's actually a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. But eat responsibly. Enjoy it. This has been a great fucking episode. We're here at Jake Simon's favorite thing. Look at him. He's got the
check your clickers, guys. Check your clickers.
No,
I'm make not sure they work.
I pre-checked my clicker.
Okay.
Whatever.
So lights on, lights off. If you're new here and you're just joining us, lights on, it means you loved it, you liked it, it's scary, it's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Lights off, pretty straight to the point. Not good. You're not fucking scared. Boring. Blah.
Meh.
So if the light stays off, it's blah.
It's blah.
Light goes on,
it's ah.
You took the gummy.
I didn't.
You took the gummy. All right, Will, you're up first, buddy.
It's an easy one. I like this movie. I thought it was better than 5 all the way around.
Okay.
Like the cast better. Okay. I like the setting in New York better. Okay. I just like the overall pace better. It's the lights on for me. Although I will be sleeping to this movie, I'm sure.
Well, we do gotta talk about that. Will falls asleep to crazy horror movies, and it's like insanity.
He sleeps with the volume screaming.
Fucking so loud. So
he's just like,
and knocks me right out.
He's cuddling. All right, Jake Simons. All right, Jake Simons.
You know, I don't even really have to explain, you know, my thoughts about this movie because I felt like the way I described it throughout this podcast kind of says it all. This movie just gives me the adrenaline that I want from a horror film. It also gives me hope for other franchises to take note on what Scream is doing. They're doing it new, they're keeping it fresh, but they're also sticking to the formula. And I think when you make something efficient, it doesn't matter how familiar it feels, you're still going to have a good time. And that's what happened with me. I had a good time. Puts the lights on for me too as well.
And they like literally that. Give you the formula in every movie too.
They really do. It's about being done efficiently.
Yeah, and here we are with me.
What's with it?
Oh boy, Jake might be getting mad at this.
Jake's episode. Gonna get mad. Everyone brace themselves.
My face
here.
Starts turning red.
Will, I got a little homework assignment for you as I give my review here. Can you pull up our leaderboard for the Smoke Black Craft competition because we got to announce that today
for sure.
And I want to play some bands that actually entered into the competition.
Ooh, yeah.
But here we go. So lights on, lights off for me. So let me walk you through Scream 6.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite franchise. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ghostface, my favorite killer.
Yes.
I think Samantha Carpenter, the best.
Wonderful final girl.
One of my favorite movies and favorite shows is Alfred Hitchcock, and I love that mystery, and I love Clue. It's got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a businessman. I like formulas.
Yes, you do.
I love formulas, and I love sticking to them, right? You got the plan. It's working.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not go fuck it up and change it.
Don't fuck with it.
Scream, don't fuck it up and change it. But did you see how mad he got? Do you have this camera set up to where he rolled his eyes and gave a sigh?
Perfect. Are you gonna edit it so you can perfect. See my... it's a chair.
I fucking love this movie a lot. It's a lot. Anytime, I said it two times on this episode, I'm going to say it for the third. Anytime you can remove my anxiety of my day-to-day just life and I can get lost in the movie and catch that anxiety, I fucking love it. It did its job to me, right? Only thing I wasn't crazy about was the New York thing from the jump, like I was saying. I'm still, even as it ended, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the New York thing. I hope it goes back to the woods and goes back to that.
You don't want like a Chicago and stuff.
I don't want that shit, dude. I want go back to North Carolina, go back to, you know what I'm saying? Like
Ghostface takes Manhattan.
Like it just needs that like Home Alone, did you lock your doors? Because in an apartment complex, people are going to hear you. It just doesn't add that crazy. I mean, granted, I mean, look, serial killers and shit, I get exist in that world, but... Something about Ghostface to me, the woods, how we grew up. The thing that this movie lost me on was I always look for that nostalgia feel, the feels, the vibes.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing. It's just when we watched Scream 5, it took me back to when we were like kids.
Yeah.
I watched this, I didn't feel like I was a kid anymore, and I just kind of felt like I was, oh yeah, it's 34-year-old Bobby watching, which is okay too. It's got its pros because how many times can you do the same shit over and over?
With the same scenario.
So I respect what they're doing. This is easy for me. Lights on.
I'm a happy bubbles.
Lights on. Lights on, man. So there it is. Fright Night, episode 20.
Yep.
Scream 6.
Mm.
I do want to talk about a few things here as we're moving on. Next episode that we're going to do, Jake Simons.
Yes.
Let's talk about that because that came from... Someone
yeah,
in our,
who was
Blunt,
that recommended?
It was from our 666 club, and that was Blunt Dads. And hey, 666 club, we got a fuck ton of new signups. So, hey, 666 club, blackcraftcult.com. Just search 666 club up top right there. Yeah, I mean, fuck, dude. Blunt Dads, one of the members. And by the way, they have a podcast on Twitch, Blunt Dads. Go check it out.
Oh, sick.
What did they recommend?
He recommended a movie called The Outwaters.
Oh, and that's the trailer we watched,
and
right?
And that's the trailer that we watched, which, by the way, was a really good trailer.
Yes.
Also found footage. You know, I am fond of found footage. I know Bobby is. Will, what are your thoughts on found footage?
I'm just kind of going back here through all the found footage. I like it.
You like found footage?
I'd say... I like 3/4 of the found footage. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm actually looking forward to this because this will be the first movie I think we've all watched together none of us have seen it. So I'm very.
Yeah.
I guess Scream 6 too.
I saw that trailer too, and I have no idea what it's about other than it is.
That's what I like footage. About it.
I've never
it.
Even heard of the thing.
I love it when a trailer doesn't show too much.
I don't like seeing the trailers anyway, so it's perfect for me.
See, I love watching the trailers. That's all me, man.
It also looks polarizing from what I researched, so it could be one of those love it or hate it movies, which.
True. I'm not going to lie. I want to go to the music part of this podcast, but I'm going to be honest with you. It's celebration day today. We're celebrating. We put a lot of fucking hard work into the gummies, getting the gummies launched. Smokeblackcraft.com. Smokeblackcraft.com for all the accessories. We got bongs, grinders, rolling trays, all the apparel. That shit's going to sell out quick. Gummies are selling out quick. That's deltaextracts.com/blackcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Gummies going crazy right now. I don't know, Will. We ran a big music competition, right?
And streamer
competition, which we'll be posting online, and you'll see
who's want to announce on here, and then
Do you want to?
I mean, we can do that. I sent you over the link. I could read them too.
Why don't you read the band winner? Do you want to announce it right now? Ooh. Official?
Do we want the winner or we want the top five?
Let's do top five. Do top five, and then we'll make the post.
Okay.
So do top five bands.
I'm really excited about this.
All right. Number five,
Ooh, we're starting backwards. I like that. Yeah, you got to build
smart.
Hey, that was smart. That was fucking smart. Go ahead.
Do you know all these bands? Do you want to give a little insight to them?
Don't know. Give me number five. I don't know who number five.
Vampires Everywhere.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, I've heard of Vampires Everywhere.
Michael from Vampires Everywhere. Yeah. Of course. Fuck yeah. Good friend. Good band. Go ahead.
Number four.
Yeah.
The Coursing.
Fuck yeah. The Coursing is dark,
spooky. We played them the other day.
We played them on the show before. Incredible, hardworking band. They've been with me on Twitch for a while. Great live show, great sounding band.
Number three, I know this one. Super awesome. Was on the last episode. Marlene Mendoza.
Fuck yeah, Marlene.
You have a good taste, Bobby. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know Marlene was on America's Got Talent?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Number two.
Okay.
Oh, Dreamer.
Fuck yeah. Hey, that's my boy up in like Seattle, I want to say.
Not familiar with that one, so I'm looking forward to
it. You would actually dig it.
Yeah?
You would dig Oh, Dreamer, yep.
Sweet.
Number one.
Can I guess?
Yeah, of course.
I don't have a guess. American Prophet?
Fucking nailed it.
Really?
American Prophet.
The thing.
They won it?
Yeah. I like that band name, by the way, American Prophet. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, let's play them. Let me see.
Congratulations to American Prophet, by the way. That's
really awesome. All right, they got a song called Sober, which that probably ain't a good clip for this episode. Oh, the irony. Let's play Sober. Let's check out what it is here. So we got American Prophet. Congratulations. We are changing that, bro. I'm done.
I'll make the samples before next week.
Episode 3 of the YouTube. This shit's gone.
We haven't done the Ford commercial.
Go ahead, Jake. Go.
I'm not doing it again.
I would walk 500.
Oh, my God. All right. American Prophet, Sober.
Wow.
Go ahead, Jake. Let's see the dance. Come on. Prophet, I can't be sober.
Congratulations.
Congratulations on winning.
I really was digging that.
It's a great fucking track. Make sure you check them out on Spotify, Apple. Go check out their web store. Go buy some merch. Go support the bands. Go support some artists. Hey, also, if you have a clothing brand or if you have a band or brand you want us to promote, let us know. Like, we're always looking for new shit to promote on here. Mm-hmm. Looking just to help. Shout out to the 666 Club. There's a lot of people in the community. Got some businesses that are doing very well, and it makes me very proud of them. So, episode 2, man. We're down. Two down.
That's it, baby.
This
two down.
Contest really, over. Edibles this out. This was smooth.
It was smooth, man.
Yeah,
other I'm than really happy other about than this. Your little.
I feel like we kind of needed those though.
Yeah, we need a little bit of like that. What was that? What was that like? What was like an episode of like a laugh attack? What was that?
What do you mean 11?
I don't know. You just kind of went a little wacky.
He slid in his chair.
Yeah.
It made a sound.
Yeah.
And he lost his shit. I mean, this is the best fucking advertisement we can have for the gummies right now. The
chair is driving me insane right now. I can't move without it fucking making a noise.
Eat one gummy and you act like Jake Simons.
Stop.
We're out of here. Episode 2, Scream 6. It's official Fright Night. Episode 20. We did it.
We fucking did it.
We did it. We'll see you next week. One more time.
The Outwaters.
The Outwaters.
I'm excited.
I'm excited. I have no idea what the movie's about, but, you know, Either. Can't wait.
All right, we're off.
Bye.
No, I mean, like, I hit stop. We're good.
Oh.
We're done.
You're fucking with me.
No, we're done, man. Go ahead.
I know what you're doing.
What?
What? You're fucking with me.
No, we're done. See, Will, you know what's funny about this is we're still rolling, so by the way.
Yeah, I mean, and, you haven't done the outro track. It's just
manipulation right there.
No, I want to talk about this for a second. What's this that? Reminds me of something.
What does it remind you of?
I'm going to throw all three of us under the bus.
Let's do it.
All three of us?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, what's he going to do?
What about four
we
of
left,
us?
We left Scream 6 at the ending credits, and we didn't catch the very, very end.
We did not stick around for the very end credits. We have to look it up on YouTube.
Very end credits, so...
We had to find it somewhere.
Can we watch it?
I feel like it's a blasphemy for us.
Honestly?
What?
I'm out of here.